Hello there, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Cheryl writes, I'm hearing more and more about links between dehydration and reduced brain function. Does the news coverage of this topic amount to scaremongering, or do we all need to make a concerted effort to drink more water? You know, in the last 10 years or so, a number of studies have looked at the effects of dehydration on various aspects of brain function, including things like concentration, memory, and processing speed, but also more subjective things like mood and fatigue. And the research suggests that even relatively mild dehydration can have a measurable impact on how well your brain functions. But that's not all. Dehydration can also cause headaches, constipation, and reduce your athletic performance. So staying hydrated is obviously important, but you may be surprised to find out how much water it takes to do that. A while back, I got an email from a blogger asking me to contribute to a post he was writing on ways to drink more water. My reason for doing this post, he wrote, is the scary fact that 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. I'm hoping to create dehydration awareness and provide inspiration for people to drink more water. Now, this particular blogger also happens to operate a website in which he sells a lot of water-related products through affiliate links, but I'm sure that's neither here nor there. I declined to participate in the post, but I was curious about that claim that 3/4 of Americans are chronically dehydrated. And a quick Google search shows this exact claim repeated pretty much verbatim all over the web, although not by any terribly reliable websites. The original source for this scary fact appears to be a 2013 segment on a CBS affiliate station in Miami, in which they reported that, quote, up to 75% of Americans may be functioning in a chronic state of dehydration, according to new research, end quote. Unfortunately, there were no further details about the research, so there's really no way to check who did the research and what they actually found. And yet, this now seems to be in permanent circulation on the web as an established fact. Well, guys, it may be established, but it is not a fact. The National Academy of Medicine is the institution responsible for setting our dietary reference intakes, or DRIs. But establishing a recommended daily water intake turns out to be really tricky because there are so many variables, including your body size, the temperature and the humidity of your environment, and your level of physical activity, to name just a few. These factors could potentially quadruple the amount of fluids that you would need to stay hydrated. So the NAM settled on an adequate intake, or AI, of 2.7 liters. That's about 11 cups per day for adult women and 3.7 liters or around 15 cups per day for adult men. But they added a disclaimer saying that individuals engaged in activity at higher levels or in humid climates resulting in excessive sweating may need more. Meanwhile, huge population surveys, such as the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, affectionately known as NHANES, finds that adults only report drinking about 4 cups of water on average per day. And this may be at the root of this widespread belief that we're all chronically dehydrated. But there's a huge misunderstanding at work here. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order. The NAM's estimate of how much water it takes to be adequately hydrated isn't just talking about the plain water that you drink. It also includes water from foods and other beverages. And these latter two categories supply up to 70% of the typical person's water intake each day. In fact, when foods and other beverages are included, it turns out that Americans take in an average of 13 cups of water each day, and that's right in line with the NAM recommendation. Fruits and vegetables are up to 97% water by weight. So if you're doing a good job eating the recommended 5 servings of veggies and 2 to 4 servings of fruit every day, and I hope you are, well, that's a lot of water right there. Milk, soup, yogurt, sauces, even meat and fish, they all contribute to your fluid intake. And you know what? Even coffee, tea, and soda help keep you hydrated. Now, you've probably been told that caffeinated beverages like coffee and tea are dehydrating. Actually, they are not. Now, it's true, the chemical caffeine is a diuretic. That means it increases your urine output. And if you were consuming only caffeine, the chemical, well, that would be dehydrating. But with a caffeinated beverage, you're also consuming lots of water, far more than you might lose from the diuretic effect of the caffeine. If you don't drink caffeinated beverages regularly, drinking a cup of coffee ends up being the equivalent of drinking about 2/3 of a cup of water. In other words, drinking coffee will absolutely hydrate you, just not quite as efficiently as water will. But here's the thing. If you regularly drink caffeinated beverages, and most of the people who drink caffeinated beverages drink them regularly, in that case, the diuretic effects are almost negligible. In other words, if you're drinking coffee every day, your body retains the same amount of fluid from a cup of coffee as it does from a cup of water. Even if the risks of dehydration have been overstated, look, drinking plenty of water is still a really good habit. In fact, drinking more than you might need just to stay hydrated can have a number of benefits. Drinking more water, especially right before meals, can help you lose weight by filling up your stomach and helping you eat less. This has been proven over and over again in research studies. It can also help prevent kidney stones if you're someone who is susceptible to them. Drinking more water can ease constipation, and ironically, it also helps alleviate water retention. And because even mild dehydration can result in minor changes in cognitive function, a glass or two of water before a mentally challenging task certainly can't hurt. The body has a fairly efficient mechanism for getting rid of excess water, so under normal circumstances, it's pretty hard to get yourself into trouble by drinking too much water. But most people can stay perfectly well hydrated on significantly less than 8 glasses of water a day. Now, there are a few situations where dehydration is more of a concern. The thirst reflex declines with age, and so the elderly are at elevated risk of dehydration. And small children can more easily become dehydrated, especially during extended periods of fever, vomiting, or diarrhea. Those involved in sustained and strenuous exercise or who are spending extended periods of time in very hot or dry conditions need a lot more fluids to stay adequately hydrated. But look, when you're sweating a lot, you also need to replace sodium and potassium, as well as just the fluids, in order to prevent a potentially serious condition called hyponatremia. And finally, be aware that excessive thirst and urination, those can be warning signs of diabetes. But barring ill health, extreme conditions, or intense physical activity, most people will stay well hydrated by eating a reasonably healthy diet, eat those fruits and veggies, drinking water or other non-alcoholic beverages when they are thirsty. And as a rule of thumb, if you are peeing several times a day and your urine is pale in color, you're probably doing just fine. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with links to the research that I mentioned on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. You can also search the archives. And if you can't find the answer to your nutrition question, go ahead and email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. And your question could be featured in a future episode. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk about the art and the science of behavior change. The Nutrition Diva Show is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Morgan Christensen is our podcast and advertising operations specialist, and our intern is Brendan Pika. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Remember to eat something good for me.